You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the Book of Leviticus. The Eternal gave Moses these orders for the Israelites. Anyone belonging to Israel, or any alien settled in Israel, who dedicates any of his children to Molech, shall be put to death. The people of the land must stone him for having dedicated some of his children to Molech, defiling my sanctuary and profaning my sacred name. If the people of the land ever disregard his sin of dedicating children to Molech and fail to put him to death, then I will set my face against that man and his family. I will outlaw from their kinsfolk both him and all who follow him in deserting me for Molech. Also, any person who consults a medium or a wizard, I will set my face against that person and outlaw him from his kinsfolk. Any man or woman who is a medium or a wizard must be put to death, stoned to death, their blood be on their own heads. Hallow yourselves, then, and keep yourselves sacred, for I am the Eternal your God. You shall keep my rules obediently. I am the Eternal who hallows you. For anyone who curses his father or his mother shall be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother. His blood be on his own head. The man who commits adultery with a neighbor's wife, he and she, adulterer and adulteress, shall both be put to death. The man who lies with his father's wife has openly disgraced his father. Both he and she shall be put to death, their blood be on their own heads. If a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall be put to death. They have committed an unnatural crime, their blood be on their own heads. If a man lies with a male as with a female, both men have done a loathsome thing and must be put to death, their blood be on their own heads. If a man marries both a wife and her mother, it is a foul vice. He and they shall be burned to death, to clear out vice from you. If a man lies with a beast, he shall be put to death, and the beast shall be killed. If a woman goes up to a beast and lies down for it, you shall kill both woman and beast. Put them to death, their blood be on their own heads. If a man takes his sister, his father or his mother's daughter, and he and she cohabit, it is disgraceful. They shall be outlawed from among this people. He has had intercourse with a sister. He must pay the penalty of his crime. If a man lies with a woman during her monthly period and has intercourse with her, he has bared her fountain, and she has let the fountain of her blood be uncovered. Both of them shall be outlawed from their people. You shall not have intercourse with your mother's sister or your father's sister. That is to disgrace your near kin. Both man and woman must pay the penalty of their crime. If a man lies with his uncle's wife, he has openly disgraced his uncle. The pair must pay the penalty of their sin and die childless. If a man takes his brother's wife, it is an impure act. He has openly disgraced his brother, and he and she shall be childless. Well then, keep all my rules and regulations obediently, lest the land where I have brought you to live vomit you out. You must not live by the customs of the nations I expelled before you. I abhorred them just because they practiced all these crimes. But to you I have said, you shall inherit their land. I assign it to you as your own, a land abounding in milk and honey. I am the Eternal your God, who have separated you from other races, and therefore you must separate clean animals from unclean. Clean birds from unclean, you must not defile your souls with beast or bird or swarming thing, which I have separated as unclean for you. You must be sacred for me, for I, the Eternal, am sacred, and I have separated you from other races to make you mine. You've been listening to the Word of God from the Book of Leviticus.